expert you must have. Better than the riffraff, better than the Joneses too. Tiny, little black and shiny, couldn't live a day without a new one. Better than the old one, better throw the old one out. Help me, I think I'll go to pieces. I think I'm gonna cry.
Hello, Audio Boom. It's
Claire Randall
and Paul Hopkins. I'm Paul Hopkins.
Well, you
will to know who I am, I hope, given our close proximity. What is he doing in my ass? Right, it's February the 1st, everyone. Happy something.
February the 1st.
Right, rabbits, pinch, punch.
Very special things happen in February.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, it's a short month.
Yeah. 28 days, is it? At all.
Yeah. That means it's not as long from last payday to this payday.
Valentine's.
Oh God, no, I don't get into any of that.
I think there's a couple of birthdays in February. Don't know,
couple.
Fairly insignificant. Well, I mean, I'm sure that birthdays are shared with people. You know, for whichever day in February we're talking about.
Yeah.
People share birthdays.
They do. Yeah.
It's Claire's birthday
on the 17th.
Of February, but that isn't the reason we get in touch.
I expect people to remember that anyway.
Well, I'm sure on the 17th of February we might have to find an appropriate can't get things shut up. All right, I'm sure that February the 17th will hold something we can link with your birthday.
Cadbury World.
No, I meant on the boo thing, but Cadbury World, yeah, definitely. Well, it's February. What's happening to this thing?
What are you doing with that?
I'm not doing anything with it. It's February. It's like we've got things going on in the background.
Because he has voiceover on.
Yeah, but you can't hear it because I've got headphones.
Uh-huh.
It's just rabbling in our ears. February! We got there in the end.
Yeah.
February.
Anyway.
And it's all about gadgets, favourite gadgets, favourite apps on smartphones, I believe. Yeah. I haven't seen the thing. I've not seen any Twitters or anything about it so far.
Actually.
So if anyone does have a definitive list, or we're just going to do it as we go along, I saw at FreakyFroof talking about smart gadgets, smartphones.
Top Gold was talking about smartphones as well.
Ah, okay.
And someone else.
So, you know, you're in the... No, I'm not.
You probably haven't looked at...
I could have an app for that.
You do, you have me.
Yay. You're more than an app.
Yeah, because if I was an app, anybody could download me.
Claire Randall, more than an app.
Yeah, anybody could download me.
Anyone want to hire me for voiceover? Claire.
Yeah.
Claire Randall, more than an app.
I can be your, like, yeah.
See, it depends.
I could be your virtual assistant.
You could.
I could hire myself out as a virtual assistant.
Go on, go. So I'm going to pretend that I'm asking Siri for something, and then I'll try and think of something you know the answer to.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
No, I'm answering the question so you can ask them in the next.
If you were slightly unsure.
No, I said yes.
You need a confident voice. Oh, okay. Hey, Siri.
Yes.
What's the weather like today?
The weather here is rather cold. You will require the central heating today.
What's the weather forecast going to be like for the next 7 days?
The weather forecast for the next 7 days is going to be rather cold. You will require the central heating for the next 7 days.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah?
What time is it?
The time, sponsored by Siri, is 12:25:10. Beep. Beep.
Okay, shut up now, beep. Siri.
I am mortally offended.
Do you have a mortality, Siri?
Oh, yes.
Oh. How does that work out, then, with digital noughts and... lines and crosses and zeros.
Well, they build it into two iOS updates.
Okay. Favourite gadgets, favourite apps on smartphones. What are yours?
I don't know about favourites, because it's one of those...
Ones you use most, favourites, then let's broaden it out.
Social media. So, Audioboom, Twitter. I don't use Twitter so much these days, but Facebook, Twitter, yep. Audioboom. Then reading apps, so Audible, Kindle.
Yeah.
News apps until the BBC broke it.
Yeah, so if the Director General is listening... from the BBC, please give me a voiceover job, and please, for goodness sake, sort out your accessibility on the new
Reader
app. It's rubbish. It needs sorting out. And thank you for doing stuff with the iPlayer, though, because that's good.
BBC
Audio
apps,
description category.
Oh, I don't buy into any of that. BBC apps, news apps, because I'm a bit of a news freak. There are various inane, mind-numbing games that I play to waste time and to beat the likes of... You know who you are, like Trivia Crack and the like.
Trivia Crack is quite cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'll probably share that. I like a lot of Blind Square, which I know some side people won't know anything about, but just to humour us for a second, and we'll be brief. Blind Square is... Blind Square. Blind Square is...
It's a navigation app.
It doesn't give you at the moment turn by turn directions, but you can link into
Google Maps. Is
yeah. You can link into Google Maps.
I would say my travel apps are very useful.
They are.
This is the thing. I don't think. Well, what apps do I use the most? Because they're just a part of life.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I said this about 2 years ago. I said to people that I knew that I reckon that. You'll be all doing what I do. So suppose you wear your headphones a lot. You know, use your ears. You use your phone a lot. I said, yeah, you'll be doing it one day. You know, and one of my friends said to me once, we was in a car. We're going on the way to a presentation because we had to do it instead of some people that were meant to be coming up from London to do it. And I'd come up, and they were saying, yeah, but you've come up from London the same time. Why couldn't they have come up? And I said, I don't know. You know, it's up to them. But then when we looked. I'd had a little delay, but then I said, well, let's have a look then. I looked at the train app, and sure enough, there was major, major delays just after I'd got the train up. So these small delays had morphed into massive delays, and there was no way that I said, well, they're not going to be up here before like 2 o'clock this afternoon, so that's why they're not coming. And they were like, we couldn't have done that any quicker than you did. And it wasn't a VI-related app. It was just that I knew where to find the information. And so travel information, yeah, essential. Essential. And you've made me more aware of things like bus travel apps, bus timetable apps and things like that.
Yeah.
Knowing when the next bus is coming. I used to only do that down here. So I got into this whole psychology that London, you know, you've got the infrastructure is better and you get voice announcements on buses and stuff. But I never, beyond London, would have looked really at bus times unless I was in a strange place and I just didn't know when that next bus was going to be and whether it was going to the right place. So, yeah, those ones I use a lot. So Blind Square, again, is good because it tells you what's around you and you can track things. So it gives you, you can set it up however you want, but it'll give you things like, I like it on the approximation. So it'll say, New Street Station, 600 feet slightly to the left. Well, that suits me because I think, well, okay, I'm going to walk down this road and at a point that I can, I'll cross at the end of it and I'll turn left. It gives you, so you know, and it's good because you don't have to know the name of the streets or anything like that. It's and we've used it lots, haven't we? And it's got better and better over the years. It's very, very dedicated chap that runs it, Elke Partima, if he's listening. Thank you to you. So it's a sort of a thank you thing. Is there any other ones? I like, there are some that I kind of like the idea of using, but I haven't used them as much as I thought I would. So like, what's that one, one of the news ones, that tends to have a lot of the funny stories. You can remember it. Not Flipboard.
No, another one you mean.
Why is that one? I'm never going to think of it now that I'm trying to. But that one's good. When they have a lot of, you could write for it. Like, anyone can write for it.
Daily Mash, one of those.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. The Daily Mash is... I don't know where that's gone.
It's there.
Is it still going? Yeah. So, yeah, all my apps around travelling and movement are probably my favourite. I like Google. Google Voice thing on the voice search on Google's app is good now. It's better than Siri, in my opinion. Siri's a letdown.
I think it's one of Siri's. But we've booed about this before. Siri's just a waste of time. but then you keep persisting with it, and I just don't see why. I just really don't.
Because it's built in. It's native to the phone. Yeah, so it's like if I could have Google, if I could choose where my voice search comes from,
I have no desire to sit and shout at my mobile phone. I'm quite happy to type into it.
Yeah.
I like
my music app still. That's obviously native.
I just think it's that phones have become like PDFs.
Extensions of
they are like
your life.
Banking, I do all my banking on the app. Yeah. I do my internet shopping on the app on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, all of it.
The only things I can't do on my app that I'd like to be able to do on my phone, and it's just getting into now the serious sort of word processing power. That's what I'd quite
you
like
can't,
to do.
Because you can't format.
Yeah, I know, but Office do stuff, a bit of stuff like that. But it's not easy. And also, I would like to be able to do... what was the other thing I was going to say? Online shopping, I do that a lot. I like Ocado. Ocado?
Mm.
Ocado have a brilliant app for people needing accessibility.
Yeah, of course it is. Like Amazon, you can use Touch ID.
Amazon, Touch ID for Amazon, Touch ID for Ocado. Morrison's as well. If anyone is listening that needs good voiceover support, Morrison's app is built on very similar grounds to the Ocado one.
And the Apple Store, you can have go in Store, and buy things off the shelf.
I love that. Didn't we feel good doing that?
You did, yeah. What did you buy?
I did.
No, it was very cool.
It was a good experience, though.
But what was it you bought?
I went in.
Wasn't it a cable or something?
It was cable for my iPhone. And we thought, we could pay for this thing. We could just see. I said, let's see if we can pay for it with our app. And the Apple app, and I opened it up and it said pay
you
for
it. You have to scan it.
Knew where I was.
It's a bit harder to scan it when you can't see it. But once it scans, we had Nathan with us, so he helped us a bit with the scanning part of it. Yeah. And then it comes up with a little dialogue box saying, do you wish to purchase? And you purchase it and it asks for does it ask for the password or does it ask for Touch ID?
Both.
And you purchase it.
One
or
the other. And then a security number on the back of your card.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go. You can just walk out with it.
I know.
And the guy watched us because we...
And he came over and said he was glad we'd persevered with it.
Yeah. I felt very good about that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and they let us do it, didn't he? He let us kind of persevere with it, which is cool.
I'm going to talk about smartphone. I'm going to talk about Be My Eyes. I'm going to be controversial, but I'm going to talk about that on my own view, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Be My Eyes. Yeah, well.
I'd be interested to know, actually, if any of the sighted members of the Audioboo community
have signed up to Be My Eyes.
Have signed up to Be My Eyes.
And if you haven't, would you?
And as if not,
why not? Wow.
But I want to talk about that on my
own. Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
Because, if we're talking about smartphones, because it opens up a whole new world. But right now I have a bath running and I need to go and make sure it doesn't overrun into my kitchen.
So, yeah. Well, thank you for listening to us.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing other Februaries, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep it up. If anyone has a definitive list, let us know.
Yeah.
Because I heard someone talking quite comprehensively about a list. And propagating it to other networks and stuff and trying to get other people involved. Have you done that? Was that Sassy Cat?
It might have been, I don't know.
Wonder if it was. I won't
I think Sassy Cat is running February, isn't it?
I won't at Sassy Cat unless because I don't want to implicate you if you're not running it, but if you are, let me know. If you're listening, I'm sure you are. I'm sure everyone is listening to my every word, and especially to yours, honey.
Uh-huh.
Speak
they
to
don't
us.
Know I'm here. So.
What?
They don't know I'm here.
What do you mean they don't know you're here?
Well, unless they're listening.
Well, then they wouldn't be listening to me, would they? Because we're both listening to the same. We're both producing the same audio output.
Yeah.
Speak to you all soon.
Bye bye.
Stuff. It's all good. We love our smartphones.
Yeah.
Bye for now. Happy February, and everyone join in. Bye.
Bye.